AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. South Carolina Republican State Senator Tom Davis calls on his fellow legislators to pass a bill to remove the Confederate battle flag from the Capitol grounds.
Let's do it because it's the right thing to do.
The debate has been going on all day. The senator's taking time, however, to table two amendments to the bill, one calling for the flag to fly only on Confederate Memorial Day, the other to put the issue to a popular vote. Police failed to find any evidence of a shooting taking place this morning at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Here's our Jerry Bodlander.
Authorities in Montgomery County, Maryland, just north of the nation's capital, spent several hours looking into a report by a 911 caller who said they heard a shot inside Building 1 of the sprawling campus. Employees were told to shelter in place. Police spokesman Captain Paul Stark says a floor-by-floor search found nothing.
There are no injuries that have been reported to the police or law enforcement agencies here, and there's no indication of any kind that there was a shooting.
A heavily traveled road outside the facility has now reopened. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Hundreds of people are being urged to leave their homes in an upscale lakeside community in Idaho, which is threatened by wildfire. The blaze has already destroyed at least six homes and forced about 200 people to evacuate a recreation and fishing destination in the Idaho Panhandle. Officials say the rest of the town should immediately evacuate because of strong winds, rising temperatures, and low humidity. 14 dogs have been killed by a fire at a Central California boarding facility that cares for pets while their owners are away on vacation. Monterey fire officials say the business owner had left the building yesterday to pick up two more dogs when the fire broke out. One dog survived along with six cats and a tarantula. On Wall Street, near the close, the Dow is down 44. This is AP Radio News. Government officials in Greece say they are moving immediately to negotiate a new deal. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says the country is in serious financial trouble.
They now have close to 300 billion euro, which is closer to $350 billion in debt, which is a lot for a population of 9 to 10 million people.
Man accused of killing a New Orleans police officer enters a not guilty plea.
Police say Travis Boies shot and killed officer Daryl Holloway despite being handcuffed in the back of a police vehicle while being taken to jail. Authorities say Boies managed to get his cuffed hands from behind him to the front and shoot the officer. They're investigating where he got the gun and have said it was not the officer's weapon. Boies then managed to crawl into the front seat of the vehicle and escape. He was caught a day later after an intense manhunt. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.